Anime Jones.
Hello and welcome aboard to the Anime Jones cruise ship. And I am your cruise captain, Sugar Taicho, at your service. Lovely sights you shall see, exciting experiences you shall have as you have come along on this journey we are about to embark on. And I must warn you though, this is about to be one very, very bumpy ride. So take your time. Welcome once again to the Anime Jones cruise ship. Today, being the first episode ever, we'll not be talking on anything too particular. Just me telling you about my point of views and feelings about the concept that anime represents. Anime is a lot of things. Like, it's a combination and combinations of a lot of feelings. Sometimes you can't even describe it. Like, everything's coming at you all at once. You don't even know. It's almost like it's at the tip of your tongue, but you just can't seem to place a finger on it. Sometimes it's just a lot to take in. It's a whole lot. Some scenes you watch and they just stick with you, because for some reason they are coincidentally similar to your real life situation, or just something you can really relate to, almost too relatable, and that's kind of creepy in some extent. Do you get? And I kind of like feel like that's what hooks a lot of people to anime, the emotion and the fact that it's really relatable. Anime means a lot, and it means different things to different people. Do you understand? For some people, it gives them peace. Peace they cannot seem to get anywhere else. For some people, it's like having a weed addiction. It gets them high. Like, so high out of life, almost like they are in another world where they have not a single care in the world. And I don't know, I personally find that amazing. For some other people, it's a means of escape from all the negativity and all the horrors of life in its totality. I know I might be sounding a bit too motivational, or it might be sounding a bit too deep and weird, but if you look at it, it's just what it is. But aside the emotions, anime is also an industry. It's an economy. Take, for example, Demon Slayer, the movie. It racked up 150 billion yen. Oof, that is a lot. That is a shit ton of money. What? 150 billion. Probably might be more now. I mean, if that does not blow your mind, I do not know what will. For something that people consider to be childish or, say, immature, like, I don't know, if you don't like anime, that is your loss. That is definitely your loss. Like I said, it's an industry. Like, you can get a manga degree in Japan. It might not seem a big deal, because, oh yeah, people start over school and go back, shit like that. But it is a big deal to some people. It is a very big deal, because they are getting to live their dreams and still make a shit ton of money from the same thing. You don't get to see that every day. You don't get to see that every day. And I don't know, it's just really amazing. I mean, look at Jujutsu Kaisen. Jujutsu Kaisen racked up, I think, $24 million, if I'm correct, before it stopped airing. That's a lot. That's a lot of money. That's a whole lot. I'm pretty sure right now, Masashi Kishimoto would not have to work a day in his life till he dies for anything. The Naruto anime is so big, it's so large an anime that he has made more than a fortune. And that could have been any other mangaka too. Once your work is loved and accepted by the anime community, you are going to make a shit ton of money. Aside other things, you're going to make a whole lot. And that's just crazy. In the spirit of mentioning animes, I just have to tell you of how I got into anime. Yeah, obviously, first anime I watched was Naruto, for obvious reasons. That anime is goated. No cap, bro. Goated. And I'd never forget the first scene I saw. I'd never forget. It happened to be the most iconic scene in all of Naruto. That was the part where Pain and the Akatsuki went to attack Konoha, the village. And Pain had to do the almighty push to destroy the village. And that statement, those two words, the almighty push jutsu that he said in Japanese, that was what caught me. That, like, it reeled me in like a fish. I took the bait. I was left awestruck. I was like, now you have my attention. You definitely have my attention. Because before that time, I had no idea what anime was. Like, my classmates were always arguing, anime this, Naruto this. And I'm like, what are you guys saying? All you guys say, like, I have zero clues. And for me to be introduced and I end up on a scene as iconic as that, I must say I was lucky. Every time, like, I remember it and sometimes I still get chills. That it was too cold. It was too cold. So it was too badass. What am I gonna say? It's too good. And immediately I thought to myself, I'm definitely going to see this to the end. Because looking at the Naruto anime, you have to give credit to the creator. You just have to. Masashi Kishimoto did a fucking amazing job. Naruto is a fucking masterpiece. No cap, bro. Fucking masterpiece. And not just for giving us like the best and most iconic set of villains in anime history, arguably, but for the fact that the plot and the storyline is just so well structured, is so well encapsulated that it makes you just have to see the beauty in it. You even if you're not paying attention, you'll be forced to pay attention. Look at all the side characters. I've thought at some point they'd have to like take a backseat. Even then, you could see their evolution. You could see their development all through the anime. And that was part of the reason that made it so freaking good. Yeah, we know you have a protagonist, there's an antagonist. Okay, they are antagonists. But he's carrying every character along. I'm still pissed that Neji had to die though. Really pissed. I still don't get why he couldn't kill off somebody like Ino. Or, I don't know. Neji did not have to die, but then it all the more made Naruto sweeter. So, like, and another aspect that really got my attention was how he managed to convey the emotions. If you watch Naruto before Shippuden, you'd probably feel like you're an orphan instead of Naruto. You're probably feeling his feelings for him. Because that was a terrible childhood to have for anybody. You're watching it every step of the way and you're feeling everything they are feeling. Takes me to the time where Jiraiya was supposed to die. The episode where he was going to die. And I didn't even cry when he died. I cried some scenes before he left the village, talking to Tsunade, and he stands up, keeps walking, he's walking away from her, and he is waving at her, but he's not looking back. And she's just staring at his back. And the tears just start rolling out. What even got me was the background song. Like, you have to give it to them. Naruto has like the best openings and endings any anime could have. The best I've ever heard. I love Bluebird especially though. But the absolute best. The scene might not have been as heavy as that if the background music wasn't that hard, but if the moment you hear it, it will reel you in. I cried because right from that point I knew that was it. I just knew that was the end for Jiraiya. I knew it. For days, I couldn't watch it because I wasn't prepared to see what would have happened next. And I might seem a bit too sentimental when it comes to Naruto, but you have to say Naruto was a complete anime. Almost too complete. It was a complete anime. It had everything in the right order, quality and quantity. A solid 9 out of 10 for me. I don't know. I'm just saying, it's my opinion. Solid 9 out of 10. One Piece fans, sorry, I've not seen One Piece. Basically, it's too long for me. I don't know if I'd ever see it. I probably should. I most likely will. But for now, I'm a simp for Naruto. Thank you. Arigato. So, and that was it for me. That was it. So now, we are entering the final and last push on our watery journey. I just want to say one thing to those of you that want to start watching anime, or you just started. Watch anime for your own reasons. I get that sometimes your friends might recommend for you, oh, watch this, watch that. Watch them not solely because you want to watch them. Pay attention pay attention to all the little things, the just pay attention, all the vague phrases, all the random actions, all those little things, that all those minute details that may not actually make any sense at first glance. By the time you see them in a more careful light, you would begin to have a better understanding of both the character's point of view and the writer's point of view. And I'm pretty sure you're going to love it. Pretty sure, because at some point you begin to see almost like dots connecting to each other, and your understanding begins to grow deeper. I know I'm going all motivational gung-ho on you guys. I'm really sorry about that, but you have to understand and you have to agree with me that in as much as anime is very entertaining, it's also very, very educated. You might not have noticed it, but I'm urging you to do so now. I'm really hoping for you to do so, because there are so many life lessons for you to learn. So many references you've heard from somewhere. Now you hear them again in anime and it just clicks. You finally understand. So that's just it. That is just it. So that's it for me, your cruise captain, Sugar Taicho. I'll see you again next time. Till then, stay tuned, listen, subscribe, follow, share to everybody and anyone you feel might love this as much as you did. So till then, stay safe. Arigato.